Welcome to Belly Flop, where you either make a splash, an ass out of yourself, or both. I am Alex.
And I'm CW. Welcome to the show. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another week of the Belly Flop. This is CW.
And this is Alex.
Everyone's having a great week.
Yeah.
Hasn't went to shit already.
Yeah, it's Monday.
But you're listening to this on Thursday, so...
Hopefully it's either gotten better or stayed good.
You're in that decline for the weekend. You're not going to care.
Yeah, you're ready for the break.
Yes.
I still think the weekend should be 4 days.
I'd be happy with three.
That'd be good. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Was it like Iceland? Did we talk about this? Iceland's exploring Iceland went to a four-day work week.
Yeah, we talked. I don't know about on here.
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, there's a fine line between what we actually discuss and...
Yeah. I could be cool with that.
I'd be fine with that. Okay, yeah, I'll work an extra hour a day or an hour and a half to get off every Friday.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that. Guaranteed, like, leave me alone, let me have a three-day weekend.
Well, that's the difference.
Yeah, like, what's the meme say? American replies for vacation. Hi, I'm sorry, I'm having my kidney taken out at 1. I'll be available by email from 3 p.m. Don't worry. Please feel free to call me anytime.
Yeah.
And Europeans are like, sorry, I'm going on summer from now until September. Email me then. Thank you.
Yeah. It is interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
But why the fuck does the week start on Sunday?
I don't know.
Why does the calendar do that?
I don't know.
That is not the beginning of the week.
Well, it's not the beginning of the work week.
It's not the beginning of the week. It's the end of the week.
In America.
It's the end of the week everywhere.
No, it's not.
It's the end of the week.
It is not.
What week starts on Sunday?
When I was in the Middle East, the work week started on Sunday.
But how do they distinguish this? What makes Sunday the start of the week?
I don't know.
Just because it's on a calendar?
But the start of the week was Sunday. Sunday was their Monday.
Oh, like they actually went to work.
Yeah.
See, that's different. That would make sense.
Yeah. Sunday was their Monday, but they had, I believe, Friday and Saturday off.
So they're doing it right. The weekend is Friday and Saturday when the week ends.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is the first day. In America, the calendars are printed with Sunday as the first day, but the weekend is Saturday and Sunday.
This is America. If employers had their way, you'd be there like Monday through Sunday.
There's no weekend.
8 hours, and please don't clock out for lunch, but we're still only paying you $9.
There's no weekend. But I don't understand. We should print our own calendars. Sunday is part of the weekend.
In America.
Not the beginning. Yeah. Well, we're in America.
But the calendar is worldwide.
Yeah, well.
I mean.
Hey, the one I buy has primarily American holidays on it. So.
But the one you buy also has, like, dogs as the photos or some shit. I don't know.
I haven't bought a calendar, and I don't know when. I don't know what the last calendar
I'm not going to lie. At the new job, one of the guys gave me like the big giant like desk calendars.
Oh, those are kind of cool.
And I'm like, thank you very much. I will gladly put this on my desk.
No, I can't do it.
It is full of notes. I can never flip the freaking month, but full of notes.
I have a notepad for that. My leg is bleeding.
Do you need a Band-Aid or?
No. It's from the
surgeon.
Mosquito bite from 2 weeks ago that was like the size of a small child.
Oh, yeah. Nature.
Yeah.
Always wins.
Yeah. But.
You know, I noticed I was sitting out by your pool yesterday.
Had some bites?
There's some bites. I rarely ever get bit.
They're bad. Blood on my leg.
Yeah.
But. Anyway, the week. I don't know why I care. Who looks at a fucking calendar anyway?
Well, most of the time I don't know exactly what day it is, so.
That's true, too.
I mean, they kind of flow together at a certain point.
All blend together. Yeah, why do I care?
I mean, you're either loving life or you're hating life. And if you're...
And that could be during the week
or the weekend. And that could be during the week or the weekend.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, if you are hating your week, you're probably glad to know it's Friday. If you love your week, you probably don't even know what day it is anyway.
If you love your week, you probably should see someone.
Just tell us what you're taking.
Or you're already seeing someone. Yeah, and you have a prescription and I need it.
Are you doing one of the therapy apps and you have a prescription?
Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't know, I enjoy my week. I like the new job.
That's good, yeah. That's good. I mean, I like my
job. Because I was very much not. for a while. So
yeah, I like my job. It's just like every job.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's still work. I mean,
yeah.
If you had the choice between like winning the lottery and keeping your ass home or going to a job, I'd probably stay home. I say that now.
Couldn't do it.
In the summer.
We talked about this. Couldn't do it. Yeah, summer would be great.
Summer would be great.
So we'd just be a teacher.
Rest of the year? Oh, hell no.
Win the lottery.
I don't even want kids, much less teach kids. There are about 10 kids I know that I actually like.
And that's just because you have to.
No, I like your kids. I like Christina's kids. Abe's kids. I like my nephew.
Yeah, there's a few. I coach some kids that I like.
But the little shithead that was jumping up and down on my gate the other night, I don't like him.
Yeah. Yeah, if you had kids, you wouldn't like all kids either.
I don't have kids. No, comes I don't like in
waves.
Kids.
Comes in waves. Half the time, you don't even like your own.
Okay, I can see that, though. I mean, you're around them too much. Like, all the time. Constantly.
Yeah.
And in your case, you're constantly saying, stop it.
Dumb.
Don't do it.
Kids are dumb.
Kids like to push a line.
And they do dumb things.
I like to push.
Like Grayson hit a kid with a rock today.
What?
At school. His excuse was.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing
excuse was there was a frog outside the fence, so he was trying to throw the rock at the frog to get it to hop. And the kid was standing in front of the fence, and well.
And it was actually a kid, not a frog.
Yeah, he hit the kid.
Did he hurt the kid?
I don't know. All I know is his initial was, I was trying to throw a rock to make a frog hop. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
He was like, it was brown. I'm like, okay.
Here's the train of thought. I'm sorry, I took out your eye.
But the frog was more
interesting. But the frog was more interesting than you.
Yeah.
You will recover.
I don't know. Kids do dumb things.
Yeah. So they're kids.
Yep.
So they get like that, they know better level, and they still do the crap, and you're just like, really? Mm-hmm. You're still doing this?
Well, like they're in the process of phasing out naps so that they're ready for kindergarten come August. I think that's probably part of the problem.
Glad I'm not in that daycare.
Yeah. He hasn't napped at home in forever, but he naps at school every day. Daycare, whatever. We call it school.
Yeah, I mean.
His is more like school. Parker's is daycare.
But yeah, Parker has field trips.
Yeah. They're fucking expensive, too.
Yeah. Because you got to pay for daycare.
But they have fun.
And field trips.
And so I'm glad they do it. Some to do.
They still do field trips in school?
Yeah.
Do they?
They didn't last year.
You know, well, I mean.
COVID and all.
That was kind of.
But before that, yeah. Like they went to the Clay Center and stuff.
Okay. It'd be fun.
Yeah. So.
I remember, like, we would always do, well, we were talking about this earlier, the mall in Charleston.
Yeah.
That is basically empty. It was one of those scenarios where it's like, hey, Thanksgiving, we're taking the field trip to the mall because you haven't broken anything in the school this year so far. So
like, your parents had to send you, like, money and stuff?
Oh, yeah. You get some money, credit card, whatever. And
I don't think I ever went to the...
I feel like we went to like the.
Back then.
That maybe was
like
we
credit
went.
Credit cards when they had to like.
Yeah. I feel like it was like back in the day. Maybe we went to like the Sunrise Museum.
Oh, yeah, up on the hill.
And then we went to the mall. I may be wrong about like that.
Something to do, maybe for food.
Yeah.
Because you could go up
the food court. Yeah, and you got to walk around the mall.
Yeah.
And in middle school, that was kind of like a fun thing to do.
Yeah, you always went to the mall.
Yeah.
What do you want to do this weekend?
To the mall.
Just go walk around the mall. Maybe we'll see a movie.
Go to Chick-fil-A.
Kids do that anymore?
I don't know. I don't even like to go to the mall.
I don't either.
I was raised on going to a mall.
Yeah, I always went to the mall.
If I literally go into the mall, that means I'm in need of something that will not get to me courtesy of the internet in a timely manner.
Yeah.
Or, I'm bored. Or I also want an Auntie Anne's pretzel because you cannot get those outside of a mall.
And they're very delicious.
I mean, I feel like those would be open, like a great freestanding option.
Why aren't they?
They should be.
They probably could be.
I mean, I don't know about a whole drive-thru setup.
Yeah, it'd work.
But, like, I mean, I'd go through a drive-thru for a pretzel.
Well, there we go. That's the business plan.
Business plan right there.
Fuck the podcast. We're opening a pretzel stand.
Pretzel stand with a drive-thru.
Yeah.
Of course, I literally will go into a football game.
To get a pretzel.
Just get a pretzel.
Yep. They're good. They're
very good. Yeah.
They're good.
Good pretzels. Like, hey, I didn't go into the entire game. I sat here tailgating, and I probably should not be going in around people.
But I'm going to get one.
But I want a pretzel anyway. And I paid for a ticket. Or I have a ticket.
That's funny. No.
Now I want a pretzel.
Yeah, that would be good. Well, the Olympics are coming up.
They are.
Segway.
Yeah, those people are not eating pretzels.
No.
Actually, they probably are because they need to burn like
they got
8,000 calories a day.
Like 10,000 a day. People are already fucking testing positive for COVID. They just got there.
It's crazy.
I mean, come on. Do we really trust? And it's no Japanese people testing positive.
Well, I mean, the U.S. news isn't saying it is anyway.
It's only Americans.
But I feel like wouldn't you have not tried to, like, isolate yourself before going to, like, the biggest event in the world?
July 4th was just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So people probably weren't isolated.
I just feel like you would have, like, hey, well, just like I'm an Olympian.
Shakari Richardson, you know. You can't smoke pot in the Olympics, but you did it anyway. Now she owned up to it.
She took full honesty. Yeah,
good on her. Now, do I agree with the rule? No, it's stupid.
I think the rule is definitely stupid.
The rule's there. So, you know, it's going to happen. So, like, all these people are going to miss out on their Olympic events because they got COVID because they didn't follow the fucking rules.
Like, as a regular adult, had I smoked pot and then said, oh, I'm sorry, I tested positive for my job, and I was upset, I wouldn't have got a job.
Yeah. So, no, I get it. I still think it's stupid. But, so you got all the people testing positive.
I think many things are stupid.
Yes. And then, you know, the Olympics are just a sex fest.
Apparently so.
They hand out condoms and shit. What was
it in Brazil? I saw the stat this morning. In Rio, they gave out over 500,000 condoms to the Olympians.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know that big of a number.
Yeah. It was like an insane amount of condoms. Japan is not giving you any condoms until you are finished with your events. So the upside to coming in dead last, so you can get your fuck on a lot faster than that gold medalist.
That just means somebody's going to get pregnant.
Well, now they say, you know, they have these cardboard beds.
Which are fuck-proof.
They say they are sex-proof because they are not designed to hold the weight of more than one individual. But there's a wide gamut of body types for the Olympics. I had
that little dude jumping on it.
I mean, you have a gymnast.
You have the shot putters.
You have, like, Simone Biles, and then you have, like, the shot putters who are, like,
big dudes.
Big dudes.
Girls, women, things.
Yeah. Yeah.
He, she's, whatever they want to be called.
I mean, you have bigger people in the Olympics.
Yes.
And it's like.
Well, that's the Winter Olympics where they do the
curling?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because those guys are just shotgunning beers and.
I mean.
Well, the Americans are.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I think it'd be fun. But, you know, golf is happening this year.
Yeah.
Skateboarding's happening this year.
But, yeah.
Yeah, all those guys are thinking, fuck, Shakari Richardson got nailed. Damn, I'm screwed.
I don't know if, like, the skateboarders have been in there for years.
No, they haven't had skateboarding. No, that's new.
I'm thinking of, like, the Winter Olympics. I'm thinking of X Games Winter Olympics.
Well, Winter Olympics has the snow. Well, yeah.
I mean, they can pass the test.
They can all pass.
But to finish up the cardboard bed, sex-proof bed. Apparently, it came out on BuzzFeed today. There's an Irish gymnast, male gymnast, who videoed himself jumping up and down on a bed. And he like, sex proof, fake news.
But
which means he is officially on Tinder.
Just let's be swiping. Real. He probably weighs 95 pounds. And he's jumping, so he's probably exerting the force of maybe 150 pounds when he lands. So that's one person falling on the bed. Bed's got to at least be able to support one person who weighs 150 pounds.
I don't know. So it's like gymnast dudes are kind of.
Yeah, but I'm saying he was small.
I'm not saying he was
a very tiny person. He's Irish.
Yeah, I like.
Probably a leprechaun.
Right now, Alex is wearing a green shirt, and he's using his hands to leprechaun. Like do like this like small he's, gesture.
Yeah, but there better be some video of one of these things breaking on somebody. Or the aftermath, at least.
Yes.
No, there's going to be videos on OnlyFans somewhere.
I came in dead.
Olympians don't make a lot of money.
I came in dead last. Watch this sponsorship.
Olympians don't make a lot of money, so.
No, they do not.
OnlyFans. That's where it's at. And they're real fit, so hey, what the hell.
Yeah, they're going to get the prime dollars.
Yeah.
Damn. That monthly fee. But apparently the beds are cardboard because they're recyclable, so there's less waste.
Right, makes sense. I get it. It's Japan.
And I did see the...
it is Japan, right?
Yeah, it is Tokyo. Because my original Japan trip...
was going to be there.
...would have been... I would have left a month before the Olympics, so I would have missed the...
Well, and like they just came out and rush. Said like there's going to be zero...
Zero audience.
Zero audience.
So the gymnastics stadium, which is like the showpiece of this whole... multi-billion dollar village thing they've done.
Fucking do.
Of course, they'll probably use it. I mean, Japan.
They'll use it.
Japan, yeah. Japan will
like,
use it.
It's like America. Like, if they built some shit like that, it gets used.
Yeah, for the most part. Whereas, like, in Rio, it's
and
like...
Russia, it's just a waste.
It's just decline. It gets falling apart. But the benches that you would have set your butt on are hand-carved. So that's how much detail they put into the craftsmanship and pride into this building.
And, nobody's gonna set
and no one's going to be there.
Not for the Olympics, at least.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm sure they'll have to have like some kind of like world championship or something event there just to...
Oh, yeah, they'll do something. But did you see... So you've seen the meme... Thinking about the Olympics, though. You've seen the memes. It's a lifeguard sitting at a pool. If you ever feel worthless, just think. There's a lifeguard in Olympics.
I have. I saw those.
I just think it's funny.
No, it's... I mean... I would be bored.
What? Yeah, you're just there.
I mean, would you even need the whistle?
Probably not. You have it.
Yeah, safety first.
You could just be like a Nazi about it. No running!
Phelps, I said stop running!
I don't care if you're going to miss your heat. Should have planned better.
Time management.
I want to see one of those wife guards. That's a whole different story. Lifeguards come out with... what is it?
Zinc.
Zinc on their nose. Yeah. Even though it's indoors, just zinc on their nose. The whistle.
Yeah, I feel like Japan as a society is going to be very serious about everything.
Always.
That's like one of the few countries where you have to, like, they take business cards very seriously.
Over here, it's all digital.
Yeah, like, I mean.
I have them.
It was like, they asked me if I wanted to order mine. And I'm like, I don't care.
I have them, but I hardly ever carry them. Anyway, we're talking about the fucking Olympics. I'll get the business cards.
Squirrel.
Anyway, so they're starting in 5 days?
Four days.
Friday? Two. Saturday?
I don't know.
23rd.
There's a very big Saturday. Time difference. I don't know.
No, Friday? I don't know. It's the 19th today when we're recording. Well, whenever they start.
You will be watching this on TV by the time it starts.
I don't ever watch. I like the Winter Olympics.
Really?
I like the snowboarding.
See, I always watch like the Olympics for some unknown reason. Like the swimming.
Yeah, I don't get
gymnastics,
it.
Gymnastics, all that stuff. Yeah.
I don't get it. I watched like... The gymnastics is cool because that shit's crazy.
Oh, yeah. You see like the people that wear like a GoPro when they're doing their thing. You see like they're like flipping upside down and they're grabbing on the bars and... No, don't count me in for that.
Did you see the shit where Simone Biles now, like, they don't rate her at the same level?
Because she's just that good.
Yeah, like, they can't give her, like, if somebody did her routine, they would get, like, a perfect 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Well, they can't give her that because she does that every time. And they're getting upset that she's winning all the time? I'm like, that's the whole damn point.
Yes, because she's that good.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Don't hate.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
And she's winning the game.
She won the game.
Yeah.
That's a...
I did see that. I think they flew over on United Air because they're the 2020 sponsor of the Olympics.
That didn't happen.
In 2021, Delta is the new Olympic, U.S. Olympic sponsor.
So they got money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the U.S.
Wait, but they only have the Olympics every 4 years, right?
Right. But it's like for some extended period of time, like Delta will have.
So Delta will cover from this one to the next one, basically.
Yes, but they let the 2020 sponsors
fly them.
Take care of it because it was supposed to be the 2020. Even the logos for the 2020 Olympics.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is the 2021 Olympics, though.
It's the 2020 Olympics, just in 2021.
Right. I mean, yeah. So it's the 2021. Like, they're not going to move the next one an extra year.
No.
So it's just the 2021 Olympics. It's just...
It's just you have less time between...
Five and three.
You have less time between your games.
Yeah, who cares?
So, but like they had given her... Of course, she was in, like, business class.
First class?
In American flights, that is...
First class.
Yeah, that's what you're getting.
Gotcha.
Because that's all you're getting.
That's top of the line.
I think American Airlines has a first class, but...
Only on certain planes.
Only on certain planes, certain flights, and certain distances, and all that jazz.
I feel like Tokyo would meet that rule.
But they're not a sponsor.
Mm.
So United had like a picture, like a goat, gold goat pillow
at her seat. For her?
Yeah.
Nice. She is the goat.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I like that. It's nice.
She's the goat. I'm interested to see how the golf goes. I showed you the lineup. Of course, the Americans have like four people in it. Everyone else has like two. That's the most any other team has. Yeah. We have four. I'm like, how did that work?
Well, let's see. A bunch of dudes walking around, swinging clubs. America.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I feel like the UK and Scottish.
Just as many golfers.
Irish.
Yeah.
It'd been good.
It just doesn't make... I don't know. I guess most of the PGA... No, but they're not that... There's not that... Like, I feel like the countries are well represented in the PGA Tour.
I don't really watch golf.
I watch it sometimes.
I like golf.
I like golf. I suck at it.
I thought about getting clubs.
You should. You're a banker now.
Yeah. I got so much free time.
You get to go on outings that they pay for. Think about it. That's what I do.
Yeah, about that.
Anyway, the Olympics.
I'll watch it.
I mean, it may be on the TV, but with baseball and the pool, and I'm not going to be sitting inside watching TV a lot.
Oh, no.
Work, and shit goes on during the day. They're in Tokyo, so what time is it even going to be on TV?
Well, it will actually be on TV. It is currently...
They're what, 8 hours?
It is currently 8:30-ish?
A.M.
A.M.
On the 20th.
Yes.
Time travel.
I say that because my friends that live in Tokyo.
Yeah, you have it on your watch.
I have the thing on my watch.
You were going there.
So that way I know when I can and cannot text them, just to be polite.
Anyway, watch the opening ceremonies. They're not a sponsor. We should be sponsored. We are sponsored by Anchor.
Anchor.
Check it out. Anyway, so that's the Olympics. Watch the opening ceremonies if you want to. If not, okay, who gives a shit? The Olympics. Hopefully Americans win something. Oop, sorry about that. Have you seen the shit about Ben Zobrist, who's a pitcher for the Cubs?
I have not.
When they won the World Series 2016. Was in the league for, I don't know, 12 years or something. Anyway, so like, I'm sure some of our listeners heard this shit, but it's wild story. So this dude is like prime, won the World Series MVP in 2016. In 2018, I think it was, his wife admits she's having an affair.
Okay.
So he has like a mental breakdown over this shit.
Okay.
So he takes a leave of absence. They agree to enter counseling. So they go to a marriage counselor who is a pastor at their church.
I have heard this.
And guess what the pastor's doing? He's the one fucking the wife. The wife also paid for a $30,000 retirement party for the pastor before admitted. I guess, I don't know how that worked, because I guess he was the pastor and maybe retired and then became a marriage counselor. I don't know how all that shit worked out.
Okay, if this is the article I read, allegedly, he was their pastor, but he was also the head of the charity or foundation he started?
And he was on the foundation. And like, so now, so anyway, all of this happens.
So basically he is messing around with his boss's wife.
Yes. And so now the guy's unable to work because he's fucked up in the head now. And when you're a pitcher, and like apparently that's a big thing. Like it's a mental hurdle. It's all a mental game. I don't know. I'm not an athlete. I'm not a pro athlete. I don't know how that happens, but it's all mental. Like to get to there, you've got to be like mentally sound. Like, you got to be strong. All that stuff. Get over things quickly. Forget things. We give up a home run. You got to forget about it. Move on. Make the next pitch. Anyway, he was struggling. Takes a leave of absence after 2 months on a $12 million a year contract. Finds out all this, blah, blah, all this bullshit happens, you know. So now he is suing the pastor for $6 million because he missed out on the season because the pastor was sleeping with his wife but was also the marriage counselor that was supposed to help him get through the problem but continued to sleep with the wife while he was their marriage counselor, telling him that he needed to give her space. It is a fucked up situation from a pastor, number one. And a marriage counselor, number two.
Well, I feel like I've seen this scenario in movies before.
There has to have been a movie on this. So now Zobrist is suing the pastor for $6 million, which is what he was accusing him of stealing, or suing him for something. Maybe $6 million isn't that, but he accused him of stealing $6 million from his charity.
Uh-huh.
And now he's suing the guy for basically sleeping with his wife, which I don't think you can do. It's kind of embarrassing to do as well. But now the wife wants to get an additional $4 million out of the marital assets because she says that he quit baseball so that basically she's saying he quit baseball so he wouldn't have as much money. So when they got divorced, he wouldn't have to give her as much. But he quit because she was sleeping with the pastor. Well, so she wants $4 million more dollars because that's half of what he lost in the season.
Okay. Well, first off, I'm going to assume there was not a prenup.
Oh, no, because, I mean, I think they were married before he even made it to the majors.
Mistake number one. Get a prenup.
He didn't have any money. What was there to prenup?
Do it anyway. If you think there's a shot, if you believe in yourself.
But if it's earned during the marriage, it doesn't matter.
Hey, it just limits her access. But not if she's accused of adultery, because normally adultery validates all that.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know how the shit's going on. It's going to be a movie, right? Eventually, if it's not already
a movie. It's going to be a movie or a porn, either way.
Well, that could be both. They'll be both.
Either way, they're a movie.
But somehow in the porn, Zobrist will end up in there too. Yeah. The marriage counselor will sleep with both of them. Neither one of them know about it. That's how that's going to go.
You wrote a script, didn't you?
Yep. Sell it. Who Making makes money. Porns? I don't know who the producers are.
And feel free to reach out to us if you... Anyway, moving on.
So anyway, it's a crazy story happening. And it's been playing out, I guess, since 2018.
More money, more problems.
We talked about this... Was that last episode?
I think it was last episode, maybe the one before.
Yeah, I can't remember.
More money, more problems.
Anyway, I thought that was a crazy story.
I mean,
I kind of forgot about it.
That is... I remember reading this.
Like, when he quit baseball.
I remember watching it or reading it when he sued.
Yeah, that was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
but now she's coming out and saying she wants $4 million more dollars.
It's one of those things that I'm like skimming Apple News or whatever, and it's like, oh hey,
interesting story, good headline.
Yeah,
but anyway, poor dude.
Yeah, I mean that's messed
up. Lost his job and his wife, all because of
his pastor.
And his pastor, which yeah. Some people are into that kind of thing. That's an important thing for people.
And his charity director.
Yeah. Yeah, he just got fucked all around.
Yeah. Someone did.
While his life was getting fucked all around. But, anyway. In other news, I didn't know about this other guy that I'm going to mention, but I just read an article about it. Dr. Death.
Yeah, you were telling me about this.
So this is apparently like old news, but there's a new docu-series coming out on Peacock.
Okay. Do you have Peacock, by the way?
I do not have the cock. Another podcast I listen to, that's what they refer to it as all the time. And it makes me laugh every time.
I do have the cock, so if you need to log in.
Because it always says, and they'll always talk about it and be like, oh, it's coming out on the cock. It's just funny. Anyway.
It is currently a perk of the Amex Platinum card.
Yes. Let me see if I can find it. I want to get these facts straight. The dude was...
Because that has stopped us before.
Yeah, anyway. We've made corrections.
Yeah.
So, this dude, I guess back in like 2010, he moved to Dallas, neurosurgeon. So, top of the surgery chain, neurosurgeon, brain guy, you know, fucking brilliant. 15 years experience, 12-page CV, which right before we aired this, I learned what the fuck a CV was.
Yeah, Alex had apparently no idea what a CV was. For
people like me, that's a resume. But they're using fucking Latin, curriculum vitae, or vitale, I don't know. Some Latin fucking words. Right?
Yeah, you're correct.
Which one is it?
I think vitae? It's vitae.
V-I-T-A-E?
Is there
an L in there? Oh, hold on. Who gives a shit? Anyway, it's fancy. Of course, they put that in an article about a neurosurgeon. They could have just said resume.
V-I-T-A-E.
I mean, the whole point's word counts in resume, right? Or in articles. Why didn't they put the fucking word in there instead of CV? I guess CV counts as a word, too. Anyway, moving on. 12 pages, single-spaced. Exuded confidence.
Single-spaced.
Yeah. Which, isn't your resume supposed to be one fucking page? Isn't that the whole point?
I've always read it, like, after, like, the first page, no one reads it.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe anyway, for a neurosurgeon, they like it.
Anyway, he got a job performing minimally invasive spinal surgeries. Okay? Big deal. Huge deal. Which, I don't... Neuro, I guess, has to do with the spine? I thought it was the brain, but whatever.
Yeah, so, it's spine as well.
2011, sends his girlfriend this message. I am ready to leave the love and kindness and goodness and patience that I mix with everything else that I am and become a cold-blooded killer. Okay? Fucking, that's cold-blooded anyway. I mean, you can think that all you want, but to say it and actually put it out there is another story. Goes on, 2011... He wrote that in 2011. So, starting then through, I guess, 2012, he had 38 surgeries. Left 33 of them maimed, wounded, or dead. Including his best friend, who he left paralyzed.
Oh, that's messed up.
Which, I guess you're not your best friend anymore if you leave me paralyzed.
That's true.
Medical license revoked, all this shit. Two patients, only two people died. I mean, that's still out of 38. That's not good.
That's not good.
Not good odds. So, the four-part docuseries coming out on 29th. Check it out on the cock.
There's also a show on it.
Oh, really?
Well, this is the Peacock on the cock.
Oh.
It's a...
This is the Dr. Death, the undoctored story.
Oh, this is the series.
It is the four-part docuseries. That's it? Or there's something else on there?
It's on Peacock. I don't know if it's a docuseries or not.
Maybe it's the advertisement for it.
Dr. Death, official trailer.
Yeah, it's the trailer. So it's
It has a really good cast. Hmm. It has Joshua Jackson, Percy from Dawson's Creek.
So he's Dr. Death?
Yeah.
Of course, he's a psycho.
Christian Slater.
Damn.
Jamie Dornan.
Christian Slater has to play Dr. Death. No, but he's too old.
He's too old.
Yeah.
Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades. Never he was it. Like the main character. I've never watched it either, but I remember he's the dude in 50 Shades of Grey. Alec Baldwin.
Damn. But it's got interviews with all the people. Like his ex-girlfriend who mothered his two children.
Maybe they're doing like the...
It's a, like they're going to show clips like to act like it happened and then have interviews with
them. I said maybe they're doing like a series and like a biography type deal.
It's a docu-series, so there's probably live action intermixed with interviews. Not like live action, but like
movie scripted. I don't think they would have like... I feel like that's more of a TV series cast. That
maybe,
I
don't know. Who knows? Anyway, the exclusive trailer.
Mini-series. Is that a thing still? People still do that?
That's kind of what this is. Four-part series?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, I don't know how I never heard about this. 2011?
We're 10? Not in Texas.
Yeah, but that's 33. I mean, that's definitely
national news, but I mean.
Back then, I probably wasn't. Wow, was I had a kid? No, I wasn't. I was married.
When was this?
It happened in 2011 and 12. Huh. But maybe it wasn't really. It had, who knows? I probably heard about it. My brain sucks, so who knows?
I mean, it could be one of those blips that you read and. Next.
I probably really wasn't reading a whole lot of news, to be honest. I do now, but I probably wasn't. Anyway, I thought that was...
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy that a doctor...
He looks like a fucking
psychopath. But I mean, has no one watched Dexter?
He looks like a psychopath.
Yeah, he does, actually. Allegedly, no offense, don't sue us.
No, he's a psychopath.
But, I mean...
Christopher Dunch.
Dexter.
D-U-N-T-S-C-H. Dunch. Dunch? He's probably one of those people who would correct you if you said it wrong.
Probably.
It's Dunch.
Insert Alex's hand motion.
More like douche. Anyway, killed a lot of people. Well, only killed two people. That's a lot of people. I mean, we're talking about killing people. More than zero is a lot. I mean, it's kind of an illegal thing.
I mean, it's kind of not good either way. Yeah. I mean, either way you go about it.
Anyway, another thing I thought was crazy.
Yeah, about that.
So.
Just another reason to not go to a doctor that you know.
I don't go to doctors.
I do it on occasion.
My doctor moved a couple years ago, and I haven't seen one since.
You're just letting it go.
Yeah. I'm just let it ride.
What's the worst that could happen?
I die. The less I know that it's coming, the better.
It's going to happen either way.
The less I know it's coming, the better.
So, to round out today's cluster of an episode.
Another made-for-podcast moment.
Ding, ding, ding. So, you guys remember... I mean, I feel kind of bad saying this thing, how we just called a TV network the cock. Remember we were having the... We wanted to get, like, the Death Nut challenge.
That's going to be the next thing that shows up on the cock. People eating the Death Nut.
The Death Nut. Only available on the cock.
And people eating it.
And people... So anyway, these people are eating these like Carolina Reaper
peanuts,
walnuts, or peanuts, or
I think they were peanuts,
whatever nut. So while perusing the snack section at Walgreens, I look at the Blue Diamond Almonds has put out a line of. Extreme almonds. I guess, you know, everyone, you know, people trying to eat healthy, trying to watch what they eat. Almonds are a good snack, good fats, apparently. But apparently Blue Diamond is kicking up a notch. I saw they had, that was in unison. They had, oh, damn, that's good. Yeah, the, we've been sipping on seltzers today. Sorry to get off track. The Mighty Swell brand, very, very good. It could be one of my new faves.
The pineapple tastes like real, like I'm eating
pineapple. Like a pineapple. And the mango raspberry yesterday.
Yeah, grapefruit's a little light.
Yeah.
The High Noon grapefruit's good.
Yeah, I mean, High Noons in general, I feel like are good. But anyway.
Anyway,
moving Blue on. Diamond, Extremes. I bought a can of Carolina Reaper, the hottest ones in the Extremes category. I'm sure I will regret this, seeing as how those...
I think they always like spell extreme with an X.
Of course. I mean, it's what they do.
Don't need that first.
And it's on. And it's on fire.
Extremes.
With four little flame icons that says hottest. They have like a sriracha flavor. They had like a chili flavor. I don't know. I didn't.
Sriracha's not hot.
I didn't look at them all. Well, I think there's like one through four because there's four on this.
Okay. Do they smell hot? I mean, the thing. Yes, things smell hot.
Does it smell hot?
Does this nut smell hot?
It's steamy. It's a different type of movie. Actually, it just smells like almonds.
Yeah.
I feel like that means it's going to really screw you.
Yeah. Like, it smells like almonds, but my eyes are burning from looking at it. All right. So we're gonna give these a try.
Because what else do we do for content?
A serving size is 28 nuts.
For 170 calories?
Yeah. 16 grams of fat.
While,
5 carbs.
While buying these, I also bought a giant bag of just plain almonds to have as a snack. Almonds. Lightly salted plain almonds. Yeah. Okay.
You just eating one?
I got two.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like you're going to have to get a couple. All right, you ready?
Ready.
We're going to crunch right in this damn microphone. They are almonds. Oh. I feel like there was heat, but it was like flash in a pan, gone.
One pump chump.
Quick nut. Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Actually.
They taste good.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, like they're not hot.
No. I'm kind of upset that I expected Alex to be dying again. There's definitely some residual heat on the tongue.
Yeah, it hangs out a little bit, comes in there at the end, but it's not like overly, like you can't, like those chips, I was dying. Now, we did eat like seven more off air.
Yeah.
Of the chips.
I mean, after your mouth was already numb.
But I think those hurt my lips more than anything. Don't touch your eyeball.
Or take a pee.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are good.
Definitely more of a little layer of heat when you add some more to the...
Well, if you eat 28.
I mean, it's a healthy snack, right?
Yeah, I could do it. Those are good. I like them. Yeah, it doesn't mix well with pineapple.
$5 will spout.
Yeah, I like them. Not as bad as the chips. The chips were making me sick.
This is going to burn my tongue a little bit, but...
I think the longer you sit, it probably stews
a little bit. It mellows out.
Well, it probably stews a little bit, gets a little hotter, and then it'll fade off. Right? The chips were just instantly, like, in your face, get nauseous, whew, sweat a little bit. You battled through. I was pouring sugar in my mouth, drinking water. I was doing everything.
I just breathed.
Probably pineapple's probably not the best drink to have with it.
It's a seltzer.
Yeah, the heat does stick around.
Yeah, like my tongue is on fire right now.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
It's hot. It's hot. It gets a little warm, but it's not like, yeah, it's not overbearing. You can live with it.
Yeah, it's doable. I mean, it's not like I'm sweating.
If you quit eating them, you'd probably quit. Promise you're going to keep
eating them because that's what we do.
They're good. But anyway, guys, if you like almonds, those are good. I really like the...
not sponsored.
Yeah, Blue Diamond. Not sponsored. I really like the... salt and vinegar almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. The wasabi ones are okay.
I think I've had the wasabi.
It's a little much.
I have the sweet Thai chili in my office now.
Were those good?
I haven't opened them yet.
That sounds good.
How about those the same day I bought these?
Whoa. Eat another nut.
Big one.
It's a porn name.
No, I'm pretty
name,
sure.
Like the movie name, not a character name.
I'm pretty sure when someone has
said... Come on, ladies, 28 is a serving.
Yeah. Listen, this is not happening with 16 grams of fat. Mm. But everyone, enjoy your week. Have a kick-ass weekend. Do...
watch the Olympics.
Watch the Olympics. Don't watch the Olympics. Just have fun. Do some stuff.
Eat some nuts.
Eat some nuts.
See ya.
Later.